Neighbor did tell us that he saw him go in with several weapons going into the house. So that, of course, heightened our caution in how we were going to approach that house. And once we went by the house, we did see the car there, and then the officers were setting up and also trying to make telephone contact with him. That's when Mr. Custer came to the door and started firing at our officers. During the exchange of gunfire, three of my officers were shot. They are in stable condition at this point. We, of course, called for assistance, called for help to with that situation, because we do know that Sheriff Hunter has a SWAT team available to assist us there. So, and at that point, that's when we made contact with Columbia County to come and assist us with assistance with the rest of the call. So what I'm going to do at this point, so I'm going to bring Sheriff Hunter on that we can talk about then after they took over the scene from the incident.
Basically, it was determined that the suspect had barricaded himself in the house. Upon determining that, we established a perimeter, a secure perimeter. We started gathering the intel on the subject to see what type of situation that we were going to be facing. We immediately tried to get the family members to assist with our hostage negotiations team so that we could establish contact. He refused to answer any calls that were made to the house via the hard line in the telephone or cellular phone. With the suspect having fired at officers already, it was determined that we established the perimeter out a little bit wider. We started evacuating the citizens from the adjacent houses and so forth, and basically securing the area. We set up the command post. It was determined during the gathering of the intel that the suspect had multiple weapon systems in the house, long guns, shotguns, and possibly some explosives. As we continued to try to negotiate, to no avail, making contact with the suspect, as the day was going on, we made a determination that there was a vehicle outside the residence, and we didn't want this to go mobile. So we took one of our armored vehicles that we have. We attempted to push the vehicle away from the home so that the suspect couldn't go mobile. And in doing so, the suspect initiated a chemical agent device. It was a CS-type device that to be determined as the investigation continues. At that point, we backed off. It was also learned that the suspect had a chemical mask, a military-style chemical mask in there. As we continued to try to make contact with the suspect, at some point you have to determine whether he's going to stay barricaded in there, or, you know, we have to try to make contact. We had several other agencies that came up to assist, other sheriff's offices and police departments. We have some additional equipment that was used. We have a robot that we sent up with a camera, went to the front door with the device, tried to make contact because we can use that piece of equipment. It has audio on it, and we can also have the visual there to no avail. We continued trying that, going around the house. At that time, it was determined that we're going to have to go in the house. We also were able to have access to some specialty equipment. It's basically a armored bobcat. We used that to go in and attempt to unlock the door. Was unable to do that, so we pushed the door in to see if we could see the suspect, and at that point it was determined there was weapons in the house. So due to the situation that the guy was not going to come out, at some point you have to decide that we're going to go in. We took the bobcat and we started opening up the windows. During that process, which was a pretty lengthy process, we would try to get a fort to be able to look in and use our video surveillance equipment that we have. And suspect was moving around in the house and trying to evade the equipment. At some point, we're not sure exactly when, but the suspect took his own life, as best we can tell at this point. The investigation does continue.
Thank you.